You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back to The Simple Truth, and we're talking about biblical law. See, the goal to enter the kingdom of God is plain and simple. It is easy to understand. It is not difficult, like some supposed teachers have made out in the past. It's not hidden. It's not complicated. It's very simple. What is it? Keep God's commandments. Which ones? Well, let's take a look at what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 22, verse 35. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now, some people are confused, wondering which laws to keep. Preachers use non-biblical terms like moral law, spiritual law, physical law, civil law, ceremonial law, and laws that they don't like are classified as the laws of Moses. They say they were nailed to the cross and done away with, that we can ignore them. So let's look at some of the facts. Fact one, ignorance of the law. There is great ignorance of biblical law. Most people that keep the Sabbath would fail a simple test on biblical law. And almost everyone that doesn't keep the Sabbath has already failed the simple test on biblical law. Few have read and studied biblical law. Fewer still understand which laws to keep and how to keep them. Fact two, there's a carnal opposition to the law. Romans 8 verse 7 says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed it can be." See, the Bible tells us that if we're carnal, we think carnally, we're not subject to the law of God. We can't comprehend it. We're just not going to do it. Fact number three, the primary responsibility of the leaders and the teachers, in other words, the ministers, is to teach God's laws. Modern priests, ministers, etc., they all fail in this, just like the ancient ones did. Ezekiel 22:26, "Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the unholy and the holy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath so that I am profaned among them." God's not happy with this. He condemned the religious leaders in the past, in the Bible, because they didn't make known the difference between holy, unholy, clean, unclean, Sabbaths, God's holy days. It was just fallen on deaf ears in ignorance, and God condemned them for doing it. What do you think he's going to do today to the modern day equivalents? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.